Track 4. Christ the Redeemer.
Most people instantly recognize this iconic statue as one of the symbols of Brazil, or the city that it watches over, Rio de Janeiro. But did you know all these interesting facts about the 30-meter stone statue? Well, it was a joint venture between the French sculptor Paul Landowski, the Brazilian engineers Eitor da Silva, the French engineer Albert Cacot, and the Romanian sculptor George Leonida, who made the face. The statue was completed in 1931 and quickly became a symbol of Christianity in Brazil, Latin America, and indeed the world.
The Great Wall of China. It's very hard to calculate the wall exactly, because it is in fact a series of fortifications interrupted by natural barriers, like valleys, mountains, and rivers, and built in sections through hundreds of years and many distinct Chinese emperors and dynasties. However, modern calculations generally put the total wall length at 21,196 kilometers. To give you some idea, that's three times the distance between New York and Rio de Janeiro. So, why and how was the wall built? Well, the wall is a mix in different sections of naturally accessible materials. In some areas, stones and wood were used, and in others, the workers used soil and bricks. Construction on the oldest parts of the wall started as early as the 4th century, during the Qin dynasty. As different dynasties grew and asserted their power, more sections of the wall were added to protect their kingdoms. So, if China hadn't had such a rich history of emperors and dynasties, we wouldn't have this beautiful monument to admire today. Historians generally agree that the last dynasty to add to the wall was the Ming dynasty that started in the 14th century. They were protecting themselves from the Manchu invasions. Constructions of new sections of the wall ended in the 17th century as the Qing dynasty established themselves all across China and extended the empire across the wall's borders and into Mongolia. Machu Picchu.
This inspirational citadel is located high up in the mountains in the Cusco province of Peru, at an astounding 2,430 meters above sea level. It's no wonder then that soon after the Spanish invasion of America in the 16th century, this once glorious site was abandoned. And if the American historian Hiram Bingham hadn't found it in 1911, maybe the world wouldn't know about it even today. Historians, anthropologists, engineers, and architects still analyze and wonder about how the Incas built such an impressive city in such an inhospitable area. They're even more surprised when they remember that the Incas built this so long ago, in 1450. This truly is a wonder of the world.
Petra.
Located deep in the valleys of Jordan is the beautiful, unique, and also once hidden city of Petra, also known as the Rose City because of its distinctive rose colors of the stone from which it is constructed. So, what exactly is Petra? Well, Petra is an ancient city which was established in 312 by the Nabatean people as the capital of their kingdom. With their experience and knowledge of life in the desert, they constructed their city into the mountain, cutting away at the distinctive pink stones. Like Machu Picchu, the city was abandoned for centuries, this time in 663, when the Arabs conquered the region. And like Machu Picchu, if a European explorer hadn't discovered the city again, we might not know of this beautiful rose-colored jewel in the desert even today. This time, it was Swiss traveler Johann Ludwig Burckhardt who discovered the city in his travels to the region in 1812. Today, Petra is part of UNESCO's World Heritage Sites and is specially admired for its astounding architecture, which is carved directly from the mountains, and its impressive water system in the middle of the desert.